152-0.
Left hook to the face and then jab. And I beat Alonzo Rambos, 250-pound, 2-1 pro MMA fighter. 250 pounds. I weigh 160 pounds. That's a 90-pound weight disparity. You're not going to see that on HBO. You're not going to see that on Showtime, Joke Time, Fake Boxing, or Spike, whatever the fuck. Listen, you're not going to see that on any choreographed, glorified sparring session that they feature on television. You're not going to see that because they have those bullshit weight classes where they got guys fighting each other, quote-unquote fighting each other, that weigh the same. Yeah, I'm not even close to 200 pounds. This guy was 250 pounds, and I beat his ass. I hit him with a left hook in the face, and then I jabbed him, and this motherfucker quit. And what didn't make sense to me is he started, like, being a sore loser. He was like, oh, we agreed that, you know, you're going to hit me in the face. And we never agreed on that. That's bullshit. We agreed that we're going full out. That's what we agreed. Head, body, everywhere. You know what I'm saying? We're going to punch in the face, and it's just, like I said, excuses. When I beat Samir, TMT Samir, when I beat him in person, he was like, oh, yeah, you know, he shook my hand, you know, good shit on the win, you know. Then he goes on the internet, starts talking shit as soon as he finds out it's on YouTube. This motherfucker, I mean, 90 pounds heavier than me, as soon as he tasted my power, he thought that, again, if he would throw back, he would instantly get knocked out. And I was wearing 12s, man. I was wearing 12-ounce gloves. You know what I'm saying? If I had 8s or 10s, he would have went to sleep. And I didn't even hit him with my best shots. No, those were some hard shots I landed. That left hook was hard, man. Play it right now. It's in the radio. Yeah, I had to change the radio because the other fucking radio, I don't know, like, the listens, like, it would go up and down. Like, I don't know. There was some technical difficulties with the other radio. Yeah, right here. See, he had his gloves on. I was putting on my gloves. He was ready. Check this out. You delusional haters got owned again. I win 2 fights in Vegas. I come back to LA and I win again. You people need to give up, man. Honestly, you haters need help, man. You people need to, like, just go troll somebody else. Go hate on somebody else, man. Charlie's on. I was the best boxer. Like, yeah, fuck off, man. Seriously. 152-0. So, like, yeah. You people are fucking sick, I mean. All right, right here, left hook. Back up. Boom. That was clean. That was right in the face. I hit him in the temple. Like, temple eye area. Boom. See, and he's a real fighter. 3 MMA fights, 3 pro MMA fights. Oh, yeah, and Samir, he was 20 years old. You son of bitches, the last time I went in Vegas was when I beat Samir. But, yeah, he's 20 years old. Remember when I beat Mayweather Senior, all those excuses you fucking delusional fucking cunts made? Oh, you beat an old man. Old man, huh? The Win 150, the cook. The guy's name was Cook. He's a collegiate wrestler. He was, like, 20, 21. He was, listen, he's... Motherfuckers, these youngsters are getting their ass beat by the greatest of all time. I mean, I'm still young, man. I'm 28, but, you know, 152 wins, 152-0. That's, let's call it a seasoned legend. Seasoned pro, seasoned legend, greatest of all time, Charlie Zelenoff, man. Like, I didn't have to fight today. I already won in Vegas, but, you know, I just love beating up heavyweights. I hate fighting people that are under 200 pounds. I don't care what their credentials are. I just do not like fighting people that are not heavyweights because it's a step back for me. Look how easily I beat heavyweights. Okay, so imagine if I fight a guy my size. I can kill him. You saw what I did to that U.S. Marine? He was about my size. Okay, maybe a little bigger, like weight wise. 170. I used to weigh 170. I used to weigh more than 170. Okay, well, the Marine was 170. I knocked him out with 10-ounce gloves. The guy hit the shelf. He could have got fucking killed. You know, thank God he didn't. You know, I have a wife. You know, I don't need any lawsuits. But he put on the gloves and he said, "Are we boxing?" I said, "Yes." He's like, "Real boxing?" And then, boom, he got clocked with the right hand, and then he got knocked out with the left hook. Not an assault. That's called a knockout in a boxing match, in a title boxing match for the UBS, Charlie Zelenoff. Yeah, so all this fucking stuff on television, HBO, Showtime, UFC, oh, UFC 200 or UFC 202 today? What the fuck is that, man? What's that? The main event already took place. Charlie Zelenoff beat Alonzo Ramos. A real MMA fighter. Yeah, he may have been a sore loser after he was, but, you know, still a real fighter. 250-pounder. Now, to see a 160-pound middleweight boxer beating up a 250-pound MMA fighter, that's a lot more interesting than, for example, Floyd Mayweather Jr. and Conor McGregor. Two midgets, same size, two fake motherfuckers, obviously rigged. What's the interest of that? They're going to rig that shit so you know, Mayweather can suppose, quote-unquote, win. Listen, with all that money at stake, they can do whatever the fuck they... That's what I'm saying. All this prize fighting, it stays. It's rigged. It's not real. It's all fake, yeah. That's why whenever I fight these guys, I kick their ass. And punching Deontay Wilder in the jaw, it felt like just hitting a tall black guy. You know, why all the fucking, oh my God, Deontay Wilder, you had balls for fighting Deontay Wilder. When more like Deontay Wilder had balls to fight me. You know what I'm saying? Can't sell me short. I'm the best in the world. I'm the best fighter in the world, man. The best boxer in the world, hands down. Yeah, it's like that motherfucker, Alonzo, he was saying that, like, you're getting me mad now. Wait a minute, if I'm getting you mad, then what, you still have your gloves on. I still got my gloves on. Why did you quit then? Hey, throw back at me. Here's a chance. I'm still here. Shit, motherfucker. And he ended up fucking opening the door and leaving. So, I mean, that's how it ended. I told him, listen, we agreed that we're going to fight full out, and you lost. That's it. And then later, he admitted defeat, and he was like, ah, whatever, it's all good. You know? But I'm just saying that sore loser shit, but yeah, that left hook I connected. No, he could not. He was not able to block it. That shit connected clean. The first person that viewed my fight was my wife Daria. Yeah, because I was like after we talk on it, like, you know, I texted the fight to her. And she saw it. She said, "Congrats, baby." She said, "I'm the best." She said, "I'm the best boxer." Yeah, best husband. Yeah, that's it. I beat everybody, man. No, I had a hiatus after I got arrested, like for like almost a month. I think it's time for another hiatus, but this time, but see, 149, man. You know, I don't want to talk about it. Oh yeah, the case is closed, man. I went to court. I didn't go to, obviously didn't go to jail. I'm talking on the radio right now. Yeah, I think, yeah. These delusional haters are hoping that I'll get jail time. Jail time for what? I didn't do anything wrong. So, you know, falsely accused. And that's why I went to court. Hey, they say innocent until proven guilty, and they couldn't prove it. And that's why I'm free. But I'm saying that, like, I won three fights after that. And today, thank God, there was no trouble with the law, no police, no street fights, no, none of that. You know, I just beat the guy's ass with gloves on. That's it. Everything was fine. I went home, happy man, talking to my wife. 152 tried, 152 failed, man. Yeah, I was just watching, I was watching my fights, but then I seen this Muhammad Ali crap, and I just thought, oh my God, whatever. Let's click on this fake boxer, this motherfucker, let's see what they have to say about him. I was disgusted with the shit they had to say, that he's the greatest of all time, blah, blah, yeah, right. Charlie Zelenoff, greatest of all time. Yeah, Muhammad Ali was, what, 215 pounds? I beat a guy who was 250 pounds. That guy that I beat today, if he landed a hook, I saw little Joe Frazier drop. Joe Frazier was a small heavyweight, like 205 or some shit like that. Yeah, he was a small heavyweight. If this guy 250 pounds, imagine this guy hit Muhammad Ali full out. Muhammad Ali would get knocked out. You know what I'm saying? My jab is a lot better than any jab Ali ever threw. My hooks, obviously. Come on, that's what I'm known for. My hooks. Yeah, obviously my hooks are better than Ali's. My jab is better. I'm just a better boxer. I'm a better pure boxer than him. The way I volume punch. Actually, speaking of George Foreman, the guy I beat today was bigger than George Foreman. I would really want to knock out George Foreman. He's way too old now. I'm saying that, the Afro George Foreman, yeah, I would destroy that version of George Foreman. He's overrated, just like Ali, just like Tyson, just like all of them TV motherfuckers. They're all overrated. None of them can pack a punch like Charlie Z, and none of them can, beat you to the punch like Charlie Z. Charlie Z, the fastest and the strongest boxer. You know what I'm saying? It does not matter what technique I use. Whether I swarm you, whether I box you, it doesn't matter. The point is, I beat you. That's it. Yeah, this is it. Mainstream boxing is dead. It's a rigged, quote unquote, sport. It's fucking rigged. It's dead. These clowns fight once, twice a year. All this bullshit. These are not good fighters. These people, this is what mainstream boxing is. These clowns, like I said, it's a money game for the thousandth time. These clowns hear about, oh my God, there's big money involved in here. Okay, so they're going to get involved. And that's it. That's why when I called, oh, you saw the UFC guy that backed out? See, today I beat a real MMA fighter. Yeah, not UFC. This guy I beat today would kill fucking any UFC fighter except maybe Jules Wallah. Jules Wallah is an exception. Yeah, Jules Wallah signed to the UFC. He was a TV MMA fighter. Jules Wallah is an exception. I said exception. The rest of them, the Diaz sisters, no. I said I hate fighting people under 200 pounds. Nick Diaz, I cannot stand that son of a bitch. He's listening to this. I would really want to knock him out. I would go to Stockton anytime. I'd go to his gym and I'd put him to sleep. Mayweather style, except better. I was really fatigued when I dropped Mayweather, and yeah, against Nick Diaz. I mean, he's not even 200. I don't even think he. What does he walk around at? Like 190? Listen, whatever he walks around at, he does not walk around at 250. And that's for sure. The motherfucker I beat today would fucking crush Brock Lesnar and fucking Chuck Liddell. Oh my God. Dude, man. Chuck Liddell, man. Seriously. I mean, dude, I don't even know how to. Chuck Liddell's a joke, man. SP Awards. SP Awards, man. Oh, shit, man. He sure got ran off the street, man. I don't know, man. What kind of. I think he deserves an award for that one, too. Biggest coward of the year, maybe? Chuck Liddell? Awards. What awards, man? Fucking clowns are all fake, man. Oh, yeah, this LeBron James fucking loser, man. Fucking bitch-ass motherfucker. Saying that Ali's the GOAT, man. What the fuck? Clown. Type Charlie Zelenoff on YouTube. No, type Charlie Zelenoff beats 250-pound pro MMA fighter Alonzo Ramos. You'd run away from that guy, motherfucker. I don't care about your basketball skills, clown. I gotta say this though, man. LeBron's jump shot, like I can't hate on. I cannot hate on him as a basketball player. Look, the guy did a lot in basketball, but as a boxing fan, LeBron James is delusional. I mean, he said Ali is the GOAT. Hey. 152-0 beats 56-5, right? And I beat more heavyweights than Ali's had bouts total, motherfucker. And I'm not even a fucking heavyweight. So I think that solidifies that I'm the GOAT, not Ali. And if you get a time machine and you get a young Ali from the 60s and 70s versus a today's Charlie Zelenoff, Muhammad Ali would get knocked out. That ends the conversation. I am the greatest of all time. I'm stronger, I'm faster, and I'm just simply better. That's it. Okay, if you like Ali, you could have said something like, all right, decent fighter, all right fighter, but the GOAT? Hold on a second. Yeah, that's just too much. You know, he's exaggerating big time. He's, you know, I'm clearly the goat, man. I mean, I won 52-0, beat 72 heavyweights. I mean, that's something that'll never be done. Nobody will ever get to 152-0. Yeah, I'm going to take a long break after this win. I mean, I won 48 fights this year. That's more fights, that's more wins than than most fighters have in a lifetime. I did it in 7 months. The first win of the year was on New Year's, January 1st. Today is July 30. 48 victories. I started the year at 104-0. 152-0 now. I got to 100-0 last year. Yeah, I mean, that's it. Now I just got away from my beautiful wife, and I just can't wait to pick her up at the airport. I mean, not only pick her up, like, pick her up, physically pick her up and kiss her in front of everybody. And, wow, that's going to be something, man. We have not seen each other for a year. And we're even more in love with each other than we were before. And, you know, yeah, I mean, me and my wife had our ups and downs, but which couple doesn't? You know, everybody has their ups and downs. We're together, and we always will be. You know, I'm so used to Daria, I literally can't imagine myself with another girl, man. It wouldn't feel right. It just wouldn't feel right. And I married her, and I mean, yeah, before her, I had a lot of girlfriends, but I never had a wedding with another girl besides Daria. Daria, yeah, I had a wedding with one girl, Daria. Besides Daria, I never had a wedding with another girl. It's not just a wedding. It's just like, I don't know, it's just everything else. I'm just used to her. You know, I talk to her every day. So that pussy's mine, baby. Pussy belongs to a champ. You saw on her Instagram how she posted the picture saying happy birthday to me. Oh, she has another picture of me. Yeah, so you delusional haters need to give up the trolling. Man. I beat a 250 pounder today on video. It's on YouTube. You can't say shit. It's on. Listen, I got videos of me beating 300 pounders. The giant, that box wreck bitch. Derek Riles. Derek Riles. What a clown. Fuck Derek Riles. Derek the Giant. Man. See, nobody even calls him by his actual name because Charlie Z beat his ass and nicknamed him. And he's known for his nickname after losing to Charlie Z. Yeah, Alonzo Rombo's guy, man. Big motherfucker, man. 250 pounds. He was 30 pounds heavier. He's bigger than Jail Zavala. Which one was better? Well, I mean, I finished this guy right away. I mean, Zavala got his ass kicked for a bit longer. But see, with Zavala, I used pure boxing. You know, I bombed on him, too. I landed some hooks on his body. Zavala had good defense on his face, but Zavala quit. The timer guy stopped it early, and then I said, hey, you want to continue? He said, no. So, this guy quit as soon as I punched his face. He was like, that's it. Then I decided to jab him, you know, and then after that, he was done. And then he was like, oh, you're getting me mad now. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. I laughed at him, you know. I'm like, oh, I just punched you in the face, dude. I'm like, if I'm getting you mad, you know, shouldn't that get you even madder that I just fucking hit you in the face and the whole world, you know, is viewing it now? I mean, okay. I just hit you in the face. And I'm getting you mad? Okay, well, hit me back. You're not going to land. Well, at least throw something back at me. You know? I'm too fucking elusive. My headwork, you know, stellar headwork, I was just fucking... Listen, he knew that if he threw at me, he'd get hit again and again and again until eventually he'd get knocked out. So I had my gloves on. You know, he still had his gloves on. You know, so you haters can't say shit. You can't give any excuses. The guy had 90 pounds on me, and he got his ass beat All right? Fuck UFC 202. All those motherfuckers are on fucking steroids. Brock Lesnar, positive for roids. John Jones, positive for roids. Do you understand? Dude, these guys are clowns, man. I beat Jules of all. I beat this Alonzo Rombos guy. What the fuck? These guys, the guys that I beat would crush the fucking these TV actors, man. If I punched Brock Lesnar with that left hook, Brock Lesnar, man, it wouldn't look good for him, man. Yeah, these huge 250-pound guys are tailor-made for me, man. Brock Lesnar's a fucking pussy. He's a joke. If, like I said, if these fucking TV clowns, if they're so strong, why do they use enhancements? Why is Anderson Silva, Chael Sonnen, fucking John Jones two times? Why are they always fucking testing positive for steroids? Why? If they're all my victories, 152-0, all natural. Never, ever cheated. Never. I can do any test you want me to, man. But these clowns always get caught for using fucking steroids. And you delusional haters support them. Chuck Liddell's a fucking coward, man. I came up and challenged him. I beat him on forfeit. I challenged him. If I wanted to, listen, I don't care about his SWAT wife. He had his kid with him. That's why I didn't hit him. I don't want to hit somebody where there's a little kid in front of them. You know what I mean? If he was not with his kid, I would have knocked him the fuck out in front of his bitch-ass wife, man. Yeah, if I'm walking with my wife, Daria, and somebody came up to me and challenged me to a fight, oh, you already know what would happen to them. You know what I'm saying? You come up to me and challenge me in front of my wife, you're getting put to sleep like the U.S. Marine did or like that Kung Fu guy did in the rink. Chuck Liddell's a coward. He's a clown. I was literally punching range. I could have thrown a right hand, left hook. I could have thrown whatever at him. And I would have knocked him out. Yeah, I could have thrown an overhand right. I was, you know, in the position to throw a good right hand at his jaw. It was on the street in Beverly Hills, you know, me and Chuck Liddell. Had an altercation and where he got extremely intimidated and did not want to fight, did not want to have anything to do with a ring or cage. He raised his arm up, and my message to Dana White, listen, Dana, you need help. You need professional help, Dana. And you need to stop hyping up the UFC, because there's video of me challenging a UFC fighter a week ago, and he backed out. I told him the cage is right there. He said, it's closed. I said, it's okay. Either we can get it open, or we can just box right next to it, like I did with Samir. And your signed fighter or former signed fighter or whoever, he said he had four UFC fights. He was terrified of me and he did not want to box. I could knock his bitch ass out right there, but then that would have been assault. So I didn't. That's my point. These TV guys, they're not legit. They need to stop getting false hype. Alright? These people have lost to me. They've lost to me physically by knockout, by TKO, on forfeit. How many other ways they've lost to me? I mean, today was a super fight, a real title fight. A 160-pound middleweight boxer facing a 250-pound MMA fighter. Yeah, he said he was a wrestler, but I asked him, you were 2-1 pro MMA, right? Was it all submissions? Was it two submissions? Or did you have a knockout? He said he had a knockout. That means he could strike too. So, there you go. Well, he met the ultimate striker today. Charlie's on off, man. Yeah, he sure didn't like it when I hit him with that left hook. Yeah, so, I mean, it's LeBron James, man. Look, basketball has nothing to do with boxing. I mean, whichever team I root for, I haven't decided yet. I like the Cavs. The Cavs team, you know, I like the Cavs. I was really happy. I'm still happy they won. You know, I hate the Warriors even more. But I can't support a team that supports Floyd Mayweather Jr. and Muhammad Ali. I'm sorry. I'm better than both Muhammad Ali and Mayweather Jr. I beat Mayweather Sr. I beat Deontay Wilder, and you know, I just didn't know that it was that point. I mean, LeBron James, you know, I met him in real life, you know, when I was a kid. You know, he was cool with me, but that was a long time ago. But since then, he's just been supporting these actors. Look, even though he did that 41-point game, honestly, Kyrie Irving saved the Cavs. You can make an argument that Kyrie Irving could have got Finals MVP, but fuck him too because he supports Mayweather. So, no, listen, here's one thing I'm going to say as a basketball fan. LeBron James, here's why he will never be better than Jordan. And it's simple. I mean, he's almost as good as Jordan. He's even better than Jordan in some ways. I mean, he court vision, better passes than Jordan. But the reason why he'll never fully be better than Michael Jordan is because he has an ugly jumper. And Michael Jordan, what is Jordan most known for? His jumper, his mid-range, his J. LeBron has no J. He may not have a horrible J, but his J is average at best. And if I was a coach and the ball literally, you know, just for example, I'm a boxing champion. You all know Charlie Zonell, the greatest of all time. Saying, for example, if I was a basketball coach and, you know, my team was tied with the other team or whatever, there was 5 seconds left on the clock, I would not give the ball to LeBron James unless he was to, like, drive in or something. But to, like, give the ball to him so he could shoot, like, a three-pointer or a jump shot to win the game? No way. No, it is. He's not really a good shooter. He's an average shooter, and I just wouldn't give him the ball. Yeah. And no, the Cavaliers not. They're not going to repeat. And the Warriors. Everybody's already assuming that this is it. Cavs and Warriors are in the finals for the third time in a row. It's like, hold on a second. The goddamn preseason hasn't even started yet. New people are already talking about the finals, man. Fuck. What if some new teams emerge? I mean, if I was to just right off the bat, pick who will win the title, probably the Spurs. They got Pau Gasol in there. Kawhi Leonard is going to be even better next season. You know, he had an MVP season last season, and Marcus Aldridge. The Clippers could do it too, but I don't know. They have the team, but I don't know. They always seem to get eliminated in the second round. I don't care. I just hope it's not the Cavs or the Warriors. Because, come on, who wants to see the same damn teams play 3 years in a row? Anyways, back to Buff. Charlie Zonell was the best. I mean, what more proof do you need, man? 250 pounds. My opponents outweigh me by 90 pounds, and I'm beating them, man. Like, whoa, come on. Who would fight? Now, a guy who was 90 pounds heavier, who besides me would do that? Nobody. That's why I'm the greatest, man. All you people making these videos on YouTube talking shit, how do you look now? You fucking clowns, man. I go to Las Vegas. I win 2 fights in Vegas. I go back to L.A. I win in L.A. What the fuck, man? Yeah, that left hook was clean, man. Then that jab right in the stomach, man. See, I'm a puncher and I'm a master boxer. The best puncher and the best pure boxer, both. Mayweather Jr. is a fucking loser, man. Yeah, he would never fight this 250-pound guy. What the fuck? Motherfucker's not even 100 himself. He's under 150 pounds. Motherfucker's scared to fight guys under 150. Remember all that shit he was making Pacquiao do the test? Dude. I fight heavyweights that most of them are probably on steroids. I don't ask them, yo, man, do the test. You know what I'm saying? I hit them in the jaw. I test their jaw. You hear that, Mayweather? Yeah, because I'm a real champion. And Floyd Mayweather, you're a narcissistic, fake motherfucker, just like your father. You know what his dad was telling me before I knocked his dad out? His dad was telling me how great his defense was. Minutes later, he's on the canvas. Nice defense, huh? So you block with your face? You guys have that defense? Blocking with your face? Oh. Well. Not a really good defense, man. No, literally. And then they said, Floyd, here, put the mouthpiece. He goes, no, man. He's like, he ain't even gonna hit me, man. What is this cocky ass bitch ass broken accent? He's like, he ain't even gonna hit me, man. That's what he said. He ain't even gonna hit me, man. I was so fatigued, man. I rushed this fucking narcissistic fucking wannabe boxer, Mayweather Sr., and put him down. He deserves more credit than his son, though. His son is a complete full-blown delusional retard. His son is a... Mayweather Jr. is a failure, man. I mean, literally, the guy needs help. He thinks he's, because he drives a Bugatti, he's a boxing champion. I mean, dude, I mean, there's a lot of rich people out there. It does not mean they're good fighters. It's two different things, you know what I mean? Just because you're good at basketball doesn't mean you're good at football, you know what I mean? Just because you're rich doesn't mean you're good at fighting. What I'm saying is, just because you're financially successful doesn't mean you're combat. So I've seen Floyd Mayweather's shit, and I'm telling you, this guy is not a fighter. Okay? Okay, Sambo Russian, yes, he's a fighter. Southpaw Sill, yes, he's a fighter. For those of you that don't know them, look up my fights, you're going to see. Yeah, I beat them, but they're real fighters. I told you, these under-the-radar guys that are not on television, that are not on ESPN, these are the guys that would kick the shit out of the guys that are on ESPN and all that fake televised bullshit. Charlie Villanova is the greatest. Yeah, I'm the GOAT. People know me. By the way, haters, fans, taking pictures of me today. Yeah, I told them, put it on Instagram. Yeah, so check Instagram. There should be some new pictures. The guy that recorded the fight, he has to take a photo with the champ. Yeah, see, because I was looking for a good cameraman, too. Because the motherfucker in Vegas, he didn't even record 150. 150 is not on YouTube because he recorded the floor for like 3 seconds and then he turned it off. And I was like, what the fuck is this? And then 151, when I beat Samir, yeah, you could see the jab, but I hit him with a huge right hook. Thank God today's fight got fully recorded. That left hook was just... I'm watching it now. God damn, that's a big motherfucker. Oh, this is a quick one, too. Motherfucker couldn't even see it. Yeah, Charlie Z, number one pound for pound. Oh, yeah, what is that retard, Rick Robinson? I hate to give him a shout-out, this guy. Rick Robinson is a sick, twisted, delusional kid from Michigan. Hey, what do you have to say now? 250-pound heavyweight, motherfucker. So that, stop mentioning my name. There's not a video of you fighting anybody. You don't even have a video of you hitting a bag. Nothing. You're not a fighter, okay? I just beat a two. You would run away from my opponent today. That tatted up Mexican, 250-pounder, Alonzo Ramos, 2-1 professional MMA fighter, okay? He's not just some big boy. He was a pro fighter, and he's 250 pounds, and I beat his ass, and you're mentally ill, Rick Robinson. Yo, shots fired? You sure seen shots fired today, motherfucker. Shots fired, huh? Shots fired, man. Type number one, pound for pound, 152-0, Charlie Zonoff, TKO's 50-pound pro MMA heavyweight, Alonzo Ramos. You're going to see real shots fired. Fucking clown. That left hook was... Wow. I'm the best. I mean, I've been saying it. My left hook is my best punch. I mean, my right hook is just as hard, but if you look at all my 121 knockouts, yeah, I have 121 knockouts. That's a lot of knockouts, man. Knocked out a lot of people. I hit Samir with the right hand, and was a huge right hand. Both right and left hook are equally as hard, but I'm saying if you look at all my fights, all my knockouts, all my TKOs, all my knockouts, KOs, and TKOs combined, I've scored more knockouts with my left hook than my right hook. However, I did score a lot with my right hook. But yeah, more with the left. I'm both southpaw and orthodox. I'm, you know, more orthodox. I mean, I start most fights, you know, but I switch up a lot. You see, against Sambo Russian, I was punching him in the face orthodox, and then at the end of the fight, I switched southpaw, and then I jabbed him southpaw, and I beat him like that. So, I mean, I'm such a dynamic boxer that, it really doesn't matter what stance I come at you. The point is, when I come at you, you're going down. That's all that matters. I bet these two idiots, Stacy Goodson and Delaware, right? Those two delusional fucking fake fighters, they feel stupid as fuck, man. Beat a 250-pounder today. Yeah. Oh, this guy I beat today would kill the Klitschko brothers. Oh, yeah. Well, obviously, he'd beat him in a street fight. He would just choke him out. I'm saying if he hit the glass jaw, Vladimir Klitschko, he would definitely knock him out. And if he hit a glass jaw, Deontay Wilder, he would knock him out. I saw Deontay Wilder get stunned. Why don't you people type in Deontay Wilder versus Dustin Nichols? Why would you even? I mean, I can't believe he got in the ring with that guy. Literally, some sick, obese man, Dustin Nichols. Obviously, he's not a fighter. He's some sick man. He's so fat. He's like 450 pounds or whatever. Like, he's so fat, he could barely move his arms. And then there's Deontay Wilder. Is in the ring with him. I mean, it's one embarrassing to even fight a guy like that. You can fucking break his jaw, break his neck. So what? He's so fat. He's not a fighter. But Deontay Wilder got dropped by this guy. Like one of his gloves hit the. I was like, my God. That's what I'm saying. Deontay Wilder, he can give against weak opposition, but he cannot take. I hit Wilder with a left hook in the ring, and I TKO'd him. That was 2 years ago. Why doesn't Wilder want to fight me now? I won 95 fights after beating his ass on the night of May 7, 2014. 95 wins after the Wilder fights. 95 wins. How many fights did Wilder have after I beat his ass? How many? What, two, three, four tops? How many? Exactly. So who the fuck is the champion? Get the fuck out of here with that WBC bullshit. It's the UBF motherfuckers. Now you all know. Now you all know. I'm playing a left hook again. Oh, wow, that was a great left hook. Charlie Zona beats Alonzo Ramos, 250-pounder.